guess that's how they make it, you know. Get more than the average family. But there's a lot of, they're nice people, the ones that I met. And a lot of people don't like them at all. But
I just went down there once. I was, we were driving through, looking for motels. I was really surprised to see how, it felt like I was in a different country. Mm-hmm. All the billboards, even were in Spanish.
Yeah.
Stopped to get gas, and the attendant couldn't speak any English, uh-huh. You know. And I guess I was just right in the heart of the
Cuban section,
but it's just, it's really strange.
It's just like it was their own country, because they have their same customs, you know, that they would have down there. And I think they call that a little Havana there, that one section around there. I know my husband worked for Coulter Electronics down there, and they're a biomedical firm. And there were quite a few Cubans that worked there and in the assembly line part. And some of them were engineers. I don't think they could take their regular job like they would have down in Cuba, because I don't know if you have to be registered over here or something. You have to go through other things, you know. But it was amazing, some of the things he'd come home and tell me, you know. They'd talk about, you know, things that you wouldn't do at all, you know, or things they'd eat, you know, and customs and all.
This section here has a lot of Polish people, doesn't it?
No, that's over in Samsula, I think, about 20 miles out, maybe, in the farming.
Well, around this, on this Tomoka Farms Road.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
About 8 miles out.
Uh-huh.
Are those just people of Polish descent, or is there really sort of an ethnic community there?
Oh, gee, I really wouldn't know. I've heard my father talk about it. I know they do have, I've read in the paper, some centers, you know, down here, their clubs and things, you'll read, they've had the something yearly, you know, they'll have a big get-together, you know, and the public can come and sample their food and the things they would do, you know, the different cultural things that they would do. But I guess they farm out there a lot.
Would you know where most of the people around the settle in this area, where they came from?
No, I sure wouldn't. Most of the people around here, I don't know, have been here so long since when we first came here. I know, like, I've always heard my grandfather talk about them, you know. Mm-hmm. I know some of them, they have a packing house over here. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a church down the street, a little old church. I think I think it's a lady. There's a preacher there, you know. Sure, what kind it is. Pentecostal or something like that, you know. But they used to drive a school bus. They've just always been here.
We were talking the other day about, you were telling me about the different kinds of trees around here. What about a tree that it's got long white limbs and white scaly bark, little knobs or balls on it?
Oh yeah, you said that sycamore tree. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I have never seen one down here.
They don't grow around here?
I don't believe so.
What about a bush or shrub called sumac or shumac? Did you ever hear that?
Uh-huh.
What about a flowering bush called spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
I've heard of rhododendron, but I don't know if I've seen it or not.
Uh-huh. I think that's further north, too.
I've heard my father now talk about laurel up around Tennessee. But I don't think that we have that down here at all.
What kind of berries grow around here?